the yoga is a synonym for health. Yoga is a synonym for wellness. Yoga means to connect. Connect. We in the digital world these days, everyone wants to connect with others. Networking, connect. They say you have to connect with as many you can. But yoga is not talking about that networking. If our connection with the people who do not have any vision for their life, when very ordinary people, they have no vision and no great ambitions in their life, if you are trying to connect only with those people, our life also becomes very ordinary. And we will be meeting with those people and it's nothing but whiling away time. We are squandering our time, squandering our life. And yoga means you have to connect with someone who is always perfect, always great. Connection, you have to connect with that one so that our life gets enlivened. Its life becomes meaningful. To do that one, we should understand this framework. This body, this physical body, is a framework is called as Annamaya Kosha. You need a healthy body, able body, so that you will accomplish great things in the life. If the body itself is falling sick very often and breaking down very often, you can't expect to reach great distance in your life. Every month, every few months, you are breaking down. So that if the breaking down is happening, that's you can't progress in your life. Sharira madhyam kalu dharma sadhanam. This physical body, through this alone, you can achieve great things in your life. You need the healthy body. And healthy body, this body itself is not enough. And many people, if you go to a shopping center, 99% of all the shops are catering only for the body. It's only the body beautiful, body bountiful. It's pampering the body. But we are not just the body. And, we have this body, we are a soul with a body, not a body with soul. It's a concept we have to change. And if you are only pampering the body, no progress can happen. Within the body, there is what is called as mind. Physically, I may be looking very healthy, very able. If the mind is not cooperating, mind is very dull, mind is not helping, and, I can't progress in the life. And last week, one person in Glen Waverly, he committed suicide, successful businessman, and physically looking good, but mind is not helping. Mind is not trained. And mind, it says, mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoho. Mind is like a key, it can lock us down or release. You should know how to use the mind. And in Bhagavad Gita says, unless you have great ambition in your life, default state of your mind is dull. It wants to go down, it wants to slip down. But you have to elevate the mind with your own effort. Nobody can do that one. You have to elevate the mind. Elevate the uddharer atman atmanam na atmanam avasadayet. Atmaiva atmano banduhu atmaiva ripuratmanaham. Your mind alone is your friend. Mind alone is your enemy. You have to uplift yourself, uplift your mind with your own effort. Never condemn yourself. Never go into depression. Depression happens when I do not have ambition in the life. And ambition, that desire, goal, some lofty goal, when it should happen. And mind, and so higher than the body is the mind. But it is said, mind itself doesn't have its own mind. Mind flows in a channel. It flows, always flows in a channel laid by the intellect, buddhi. Mind, higher than the mind, mind has to flow. To flow, it needs a channel. Channel is called as intellect. ಬುದ್ಧಿಯುಕ್ತೋ ಜಹಾತೀಹ ಉಭೇ ಸುಕೃತ ದುಷ್ಕೃತೆ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಯೋಗಾಯ ಯುಜ್ಯಸ್ವ ಯೋಗ ಕರ್ಮಸು ಕೌಶಲಂ. ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸೆಲ್ ಇನ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಕಿಲ್ ಇನ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಯೋಗ. ಸ್ಕಿಲ್ ಇನ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸೆಲ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್, ದಿಸ್ ಚಾನಲ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗುಡ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಹಿಮಾಲಯಸ್, ಹಿಮಾಲಯಸ್ ಅಂದ ದ ರಿವರ್ಸ್ ವರ್ ಫ್ಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್, ದ ನೆವರ್ ರಿವರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಫ್ಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೇಟ್. ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ, ಟರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್, ಟರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ರೈಟ್, ಟರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಯು ಟರ್ನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್. ದಿಸ್ ಚಾನಲ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ದ ಹರ್ಡಲ್ಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಪಾತ್, ವೆನ್ ಅವರ್ ದ ಹರ್ಡಲ್ಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಅವರ್ ಪಾತ್, ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ಗೆಟ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಮೆನೂವರ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ದ ಹರ್ಡಲ್ಸ್. ವೆನ್ ಅವರ್ ದ ಮೌಂಟನ್ ವಾಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಎ ಡೆಸ್ಟಿನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೀ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ರೀಚ್ ದ ಸೀ. ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ದ ಗೋಲ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಅಬ್ಸ್ಟೆಕಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಇನ್ ಟು ಡಿಪ್ರೆಷನ್, ಹೌ ಟು ಗೋ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ದ ಮೌಂಟನ್ಸ್, ಗೋ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್, ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಯು ರೀಚ್ ದ ಡೆಸ್ಟಿನೇಷನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಚಾನಲ್, ದಿ ಚಾನಲ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಲೇ ದ ಚಾನಲ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ವೇ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಓವರ್ಕಮ್ ದ ಅಬ್ಸ್ಟೆಕಲ್ಸ್. ಅಬ್ಸ್ಟೆಕಲ್ಸ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಪೇರ್, ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್, ಐ ಕಾಂಟ್, ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಇನ್ ಟು ಡಿಪ್ರೆಷನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಚಾನಲ್ಸ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಸಚ್ ಎ ವೇ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಯು ಟು ಮೆನೂವರ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ದ ಚಾನಲ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಇಂಟಲೆಕ್ಟ್, ಹೈಯರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಇಂಟಲೆಕ್ಟ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೈಯರ್ ಬಟ್ ಇಂಟಲೆಕ್ಟ್, ಹೌ ಡು ಯು ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಇಂಟಲೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಂಟಲೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಚಾನಲ್, ವಿ ಲೇ ದ ಚಾನಲ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್. ಎವ್ರಿ ಸೋಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್. ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಬೇಬಿ, ಮೇ ಬಿ 15 days old ಬೇಬಿ, ಇಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ಇಟ್ ಡಸೆಂಟ್ ಲೈಕ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗಿವ್ ಸಮ್ ಫುಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಸೆಂಟ್ ಲೈಕ್, ಇಟ್ ಸ್ಪಿಟ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಟ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಇಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್. ಹೂ ಲೇಡ್ ದ ಚಾನಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಒನ್? ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಂ ಯಾಂತಿ ಭೂತಾನಿ ನಿಗ್ರಹ ಕಿಂ ಕರಿಷ್ಯತಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ, ದಟ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್, ಹೌ ಓವರ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಎಜುಕೇಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ these things to the people, and in the company they can run a training session, or parents can educate the children, they can tell again and again. And in Bhagavad Gita says, ultimately whatever you do, and they will act according to their own nature, they take the action according to their own nature. Whatever amount of training is given, whatever amount of information is given, however much one is telling, ultimately one acts according to one's own nature. So even the intellect is not independent, it is according to the soul. Soul, and every soul is different, everyone acts differently according to one's own nature. And so is these individual souls, that they have likes and dislike, and even the individual souls are not independent. It says Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridyeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. Lord Krishna says that supreme Lord who resides in everyone's heart, and when he is there, these individual souls also, they are like a machine, it's working like a machine. Even they do not have a freedom. Even the individual souls, they work like a machine in when the Supreme Lord is there. That is the highest. So yoga means connecting. We are not connecting bodily, I cannot connect, but it says connect that soul, that it is individual souls trying to connect that one to the Supreme Lord, taking the jiva, the jivatma, to the paramatma, is called as yoga. Yoga is connection. You are trying to take the soul within and connect to the Supreme. To connect the soul, it requires a direction. For that, to do that one, you need a channel. You need a healthy mind. You need a healthy body. The guru, the teacher helps you to give a, lay the channel in a right direction. This soul, it says, to reach the soul, individual jivatma to the paramatma, you need a channel, direction. And it's a regular practice is required so that your mind flows towards that one. You need a physical body, a teacher. A regular practice is required. If you do not do practice every day, this channel gets blocked. And when this channel gets blocked, another channel opens up. It will take you to mislead somewhere else. And yoga to jivatma, to the paramatma, you need a right channel, right conduit, so that mind starts flowing in a positive way to the highest, one who is always perfect, always glorious, and one who is so inspiring for everyone. With when we make that contact, this jivatma, the individual soul, gets charged up. Like in a motor, stator is there and rotor is there. When the rotor at the center and the stator outside. When the stator in the outside, electricity is passing. Electricity is running in the stator. In the rotor also gets charged up. It starts moving. When the current is flowing in that one, that current is always there. And all you are doing is trying to synchronize your rotor with the stator. When you are starting, that when the channel is cleared, channel is good, and mind is clear, and body is healthy, this rotor picks up the energy from the stator, and when it happens, one experiences immense bliss, immense joy in the life. And then it is called as yoga is happening to that person. And in Bhagavad Gita, it talks about when it happens, what happens? Atyantam sukha ashnute. One experiences immense joy within himself or herself. When it happens, mind cannot go into depression. One is always in joy. One experiences the happiness. This is the path of yoga. Yoga. It propels the mind. It's to the lofty things. How it happens, you have to connect with something glorious, something great. When it happens, the yoga is donned in that person, and the best in that person starts awakening. Lie down on your back.